for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, December the 26th, 2010. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Kingdom of Darkness.
When Tom starts praying, just enter in. Because, man, I'm telling you what, the bullets fly. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing. I thank you for your anointing to rest upon Tom as he comes to share the word and bring deliverance, Lord, by your Holy Spirit to your people. In Jesus' name, when Tom's done, he'll dismiss. We'll have supper. See you back at 7 o'clock, all right? Richard's gone to see Glenn, so we'll hear a report. See what Brother Glenn's up to.
Last Sunday, I ministered on here, and God gave me a little direction to go, and I hope I can keep you awake, because I see a lot of eyes that's wanting to go La-La Land. So I just pray this will minister to you. And what it was about was, have you ever stepped back and look at the overlay of what the Scripture is all about in the Bible, especially the Old Testament? Have you ever looked at the overlay? Let me find what I got to get to in my Word, and we'll start in. But it was talking about Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and all those right in there. And turn over here to Exodus. When we start, God, first off, God, Lord, give me clarity of mind. We just thank you and praise you, Lord. Bring recall back to how you brought it forth. Not just like it is, but even at a greater depth, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father. We just praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And how it came about, I started looking at the scripture, and it talks about how Moses was came forth. And I started looking at the word Moses, what it means. The word and the name Moses means to be drawn out of the water. And this is what I'd like to talk to you about. And we know that Moses was born in Egypt, right down in the heart of witchcraft. Witchcraft. Egypt means witchcraft. So we were all born in witchcraft in some fashion, because witchcraft is a sin of rebellion. How many in here was never a rebellious child or a disobedient child? I don't see any hands. So we all had a little of the better put it down. Okay. But we was all disobedient in some areas. If we wasn't disobedient to our mothers and fathers, we were disobedient to the Word. So we're all caught in this situation. So we was all in Egypt at one time. Now we need to be brought out of Egypt. Brought out of Egypt. And it goes hand in hand with the nutrition. It goes hand in hand with food laws. It goes hand in hand with sexual laws. It goes hand in hand with the laws of the land. So now let's talk about the United States just for a moment. In 1936, there was 10 families come together in San Francisco Bay, and they come and they divided the territories up and divided the United States in areas. We know that there's 10 areas in the United States that's been divided up today. And one day there will probably be 10 states. But this is taken a little bit further. Also, the world was divided up into 10 portions. And each one of these factions took over part of the United States, all over the world. And the Rothschilds and Rockefellers is one that took over the United States. As a matter of fact, they were the one that developed the Federal Reserve Program. And we know that they loaned the United States some money back then, and they started charging us interest, and we've never paid that interest back. In fact, Kennedy was killed over it because at that particular time, the United States was in a financial condition to pay back these families that would have set us free, a free moral agency. But let's go back even further than that. At the time that Satan fell, that the kingdom was divided. The spiritual kingdom was divided. And if you look in Job 38, let's turn over there just for a second. I'm going to keep my place. Let's go there. Job 38, and it says, who can bind? And then it starts dealing with these spirits. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He says, I think that's where... No. But anyway, he says, who can bind Orion and Phletos and Articus and Marcus? And he talks about the stars. And he says, and the courts of the north. Who can bind these? We know God can. And for right now, by the power and authority that He's invested in us, and has invested in us, 9-9, okay. Thank you. John, wait, how much? All right. Let's go with 38. It says, canst thou bind the sweet influences of Plato's and loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Mazareth in his season, or thou can bind Articus with his sons? And the sons is what I'm going to talk a little bit about today. And they divided him up, and also part of the sons was, how many has heard of Poseidon? How many has heard of Poseidon? How many has heard of Zeus? How many has heard of Abisk? Abisk is the keeper, and he's the one that's in charge of the demonic realms in the underneath world. But now, this still in told... And this goes along with exactly what I'm talking about, where Moses was pulled out of the river. All right, through the nuggets we need to find, and we need to realize, and that we start finding that we could pull out the nuggets and the words and the scriptures that we can bind these people. We know Poseidon, he was given the oceans and the waters and the fresh waters. Now, we don't even realize it, but they've got a draw on the world today that God wants us to be able to bind these spirits. Some of the water spirits come out by... How many is here has heard the word spandex? Spandex is one of those things that comes out of these water spirits. In one teaching in the old time, it's not my teaching, but it's God's teaching. Anybody that wears clothes that take all imagination away of what you're looking at, that is a water spirit. And it goes hand in hand with Poseidon. And also entwines with the underworld spirits. So, and somehow, now guess what? We were born of water. What's in the woman's womb? Water. Are we not? What does the Word say about washing of the Word? It washes you of what? It washes you of all the uncleanness and all the things that attack the children and in our minds today. Now, in some of the areas we have not taught in a long time about clothes that are being worn today. If you wear paisleys come out of the hippie era. They come out of a confused mind. And so paisleys has some dealing with that right there. We have a lot of clothes that's coming out on the market with this round circle. It's got an upside down peace sign. That means free sex. Even our children, even this, the age of these young boys back here, our young girls, it's hard to go to the store and to buy a piece of clothing without these markings on them. And these underworld spirits are coming back to us to destroy, to take us and take our children back into these situations. So we need to go back into the archives and pull up some teachings. They're God's teachings that we need to understand how we need to address and adorn ourselves to be godly people. This is part of holiness. I mean, if you're going around advertising yourself, you open the door. I know that, like men, they go around with these tank tops on. They're all muscled up. You know, they want to be, they come under the line of the Olympic spirit. You know, the competition spirit. They're the tough man. They're the macho man. These spirits come under the lining of these water spirits. And so Zeus, he's the man that creates the storms in the heavens. He's the one that rides upon the winds. Now, also Poseidon does this, but this is one of the areas that brings in confusion in people's minds and keeps the storms just swirling in your mind. It's probably one of the spirits connected to bipolar. So this is something that opens the church up to these water spirits. And a lot of people wants to lay claim to this, but Moses was pulled out of the water. And where was he? He was in Egypt and the river Nile. Was this not one of the kingdoms that this god Poseidon was put over? Now, he was the one that wrote the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, and Genesis and Exodus, Numbers and Deuteronomy, Leviticus. And this is how we get to know the Word of God. This is how we get to know Him. If we know Him, then we know His Word. We know what He's thinking. We know what He stands for. And if we have this union, this intimate relationship with it, immediately when we see something happen, it is called discernment that the Father gives us, that tells us to stay away from, abstain. Some of the clothing today now has also, you look into it and you see this picture, but then all of a sudden you see further into it and there are demonic pictures within that clothing. We need to abstain from that. Abstain from it. Because if anything has a hidden meaning to it, we need to be careful with it. Very careful with it. We need to know how to cleanse our houses of situations. Of all the, see, there's things like frogs. It's called that was also one of the plagues that was in Egypt that God sent against the witchcraft, the control of the Pharaoh. Now, if we've got frogs in our house, we need to get rid of them. You know, and we need to know how to cleanse our homes to where there'll be more and a more of reception to the Holy Spirit. Myself and my wife, we don't have one deck of cards in our house at all. Because my wife, she claimed to be a good card player. And the first time we ever played cards, that was the First World War. And anybody says that they never had any disputes of any kind with their spouse, we need to come on up here and we'll have a talk. But anyway, I happened to just win the car game, and it didn't set well. And I told her, I said, if this is going to be like this, we will never play another game of cards in the house. And so far, we have never let another deck of cards come in our house. And we've had peace in that area ever since then. But there's trickery. There's trickery of all kinds. There's sorcery of all kinds that wants to come into our houses to steal our children's minds. Right now, we're only in about the first year of the iPhone. But how many games are up on those iPhones, you know, to steal the children's minds. And taking us back, taking us right back into Egypt in the area of witchcraft control. You know, we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got texting, we've got all these kind of games just to consume your mind. And in some of the workforces right now, it is becoming a problem with a real problem with texting, because you know your mind's on your business and text. You know that thumb or both thumbs are just sitting there. I have to watch these young children. They can do this number. Just sit there and watch you and just text away. I mean, and the next thing you hear is a ding, and they'll look down, they'll read the message, and here we go again. You know, and some of the garbage is coming over the I'm an old school. My phone is a telephone. If you're gonna talk to me, you're gonna say, ring, ring, ring. Is this Tom Stone? Yes, it is. This is Tom Stone. How can I help you? Or what do you need? But the other thing, you know, and then it deals with soul ties in other areas. How many? Just like on Facebook, you got a list for friends, right? I think you do. I'm just going on areas where I've heard my wife and my oh man, Christmas we had 8 phones going on in this room, and they were all playing, talking to one another, and nobody knew what the other person was saying until you heard a ding, and then they all of a sudden they look up and they look at their brother or sister and glare across the room. You know, and so we got a communication loss. So it's trying to draw us back into slavery, and people are actually becoming slaves to these phones, and it's really a witchcraft thing. Who wants to be free? I do. I want to be able to continue to keep my mind set where the Holy Spirit talks to me. I want to know, because a lot of times, look at, I'm from the old school. Yes, I went all the way through high school, and I went through trade school, and I got good grades, but I still run into situations that I need an answer. And it will stop you from the ability to ask in the Heavenly Father, what do I do in this situation? Now, when Moses was drawn out of the water, just think about the uniqueness of that situation. And his name was drawn out of the water. Now, he was still being nursed. That means taking of the milk. Now, who did they go get to nurse that child? But he sent one of the Hebrew girls to follow Moses as he drifted down the reeds. Now, just think about it. You had crocodiles of all kinds. You had hippopotamuses of all kinds. One fatal swoop. And you know, in Job it talks about the river ox, and that's the hippopotamus. And it talks about the crocodile, and he talks about 75 different prehistoric beasts within the scripture. And he talks about Memphis. So all these things that came out of this area we need to be aware of. But see, he was pulled out. He was pulled out of the water. He was pulled out of Poseidon's domain. He was pulled into God's domain. Yes, he didn't do things right at the first. He even killed a man, buried him on the backside of the desert, you know, and had to flee. But God had him in a source, in a place. God had him in his hands during all this time. And these evil forces are working in the background. But I'm telling you right now, there was a reason for all this. And you go on down, and it all lines up. It all lines up to what God's Word is about. That it was bringing us down to Jesus Christ. To completely tear down the underground darkness, to take control over our storms, Have you ever stepped out in faith and bound the tornado that's heading towards your house? You know, God gives us the ability to do that. And there have been so many times that it's happened that, and believe me, you better, when you speak to those storms, you better be specific. I mean, be on target with it. Because one time I told it to go around, and I should have never done that. I had an acre and two-thirds outside of town, and guess where that tornado went? Right across my property. I told her to go away from my house, the house I was living in, which was 5-7 miles away. But it went right across my property. I should have told it to dissipate when I spoke to that storm. God needs to teach us how to pray. We need to come out of Egypt. We need to come out of Poseidon territory. We need to come out of Zeus's territory. And you know, and all these things are storms that rage and come into our minds, and we deal with, and we don't even realize it. We need to know the Word of God better than we do these other things. We need to let the Word of God influence us more than we do ding or zoop. We need to let God's Word take the authority in our lives to a certain place that all He has to do is. Tom, or sometimes Tom, or sometimes, I don't like it when he says, Tom, it's time for you to turn around. Guess where he's at? If he tells you to turn around, he's behind you. So if you turn around, you need to turn around to him. And we're going the wrong way. And just like I've been prophesied many, many, many times, we need to know the Word of God. Because we're going to need Psalms 91 very shortly. Very shortly. And now, God don't want you to have a spirit of fear. Did He give you a spirit of fear? No. But He wants you to have a spirit of what? Love and the power and a sound mind. We need to have the ability to know that He, and if He's for us, who can be against us? We need to know those things. We need to have that intimate relationship with Him. See? There went one right there. You know? So, how much control does these things have on us today? Can we even make it through a service without one interrupting anymore? No. I know that... My grandsons, they have, these games that's going on. It's like a pocket monster. You know, what was that little toy they gave the children there for a while? Pokemon cards. And the card was nothing compared to these electronic Pokemons that we got today. They even have trouble in school with them nowadays. So we need to be able to get back to the Word of God. As a matter of fact, we need to hear. It says, and I started overlooking the Exodus and just backed away from it. If you get this close to a tree, can you see the tree? Can you see the foliage? Can you see the shadow that it gives? Can you see the root system? By the evidence of the swelling of the ground. No, you got to back away from it. And sometimes in the Word, we need to back away from it and see the whole thing. The whole thing, what it's talking to us about. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. And I want to start with verse 7. It says, Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today, if thy will, hear His voice. How many of us are hearing His voice today? How many have heard His voice today in word and in deed? Thank you, Lord, when we do hear it. He says, Hearken not unto your hearts as in provocations, in the day of temptation and in the wilderness. And let's go back to Exodus where Moses was leading the children out of Egypt, how many people were they that come out of there? And just don't answer it, but just surmising, there were 2 million people come out of Egypt at one time, and not a one of them had a feeble knee. But look what all happened just a little bit further on. And when the father was tempted and proved him, he saw his works for the 40 years. As a matter of fact, Jesus, now, that brought a thought to me. Just hold it right there. Now, if God was God, and Jesus was with him, and his name was the Word, was he there when this Word was written? Did Jesus write the Word? I think he did. And he says, and his Word was manifested in the flesh. Jesus Christ. We had the 3 dispensations. We had the Aaronic priesthood, then we had the Melchizedek. Now we're going back to Melchizedek, which is a father with no end. I mean, it's a spirit life with no end. So we need to understand some things. And said, verse 10, wherefore I was grieved with that generation. God was grieved with that generation. How do you think he feels about this generation today as a whole? Back then, when he came down off of Mount Sinai and he saw the children doing the things they were doing, he got mad and he threw the Ten Commandments down, did he not? Later on, when he came down, the second go around, he found them come down and they was orgying. He was having all kinds of weird things happen. And what did he do? He broke the ground. At that time he ground up the golden calf and made them drink it. Later on, he broke up the ground and they fell in the holes. All 2 million people that came out of Egypt were buried in the sand, except for 2 people. God wants us to hear him properly. And they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my what? In my wrath, they shall not enter into the rest. How many people wants to enter into the proper rest in the Lord? See, we need to come out of Egypt. We need to come out of witchcraft. We need to come out of the things that have controlled our mind today. Even things that hurt you in the past. Once you've forgiven them, the people, once you've forgiven the people that hurt you, you should leave alone. Not bring it up no more. God says, renew your mind daily in my word, not in old things. And when you bring it up daily, then that renews the old hurts. How dare they do those things to me? And we need to come into a right standing with the Lord. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you in evil in their hearts, or unbelief in departing from the living God. We have the living Word right now in our hands. We can choose life today, or we can choose death. It is real. It is real. I mean, it talks about here, and here's the things it says. First, take heed. The evil heart. Do we have evilness in our heart? Do we have unbelief in our hearts? Do we have apostasy in our hearts? And apostasy is not believing God what He says. Not in any way. Verse 14, but exhort one another daily while what is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So a lot of us has come to an area, I know that a lot of us has been delivered from a lot of this situation, because how we've been treated by other people have come out of hardness of heart. You know, and what God set forth first was to be married to one person, but through the hardness of our forefathers' hearts, He allowed things to come in. It even shortened our days. But God's saying, not so. We need to come back to Him, that we could have the provisions and all the blessings of Abraham. We shouldn't be able to run fast enough to get out of the blessings of Abraham. And if we do, we've got something hid in our hearts. Somehow, somewhere, spirit of unbelief, spirit of doubt, grief, sorrow, so on and so forth. But we need to come out of these areas. We need to get back to who He is and believe it. Verse 14, for we were made partakers of Jesus Christ. Everybody in here should, and I'm pretty sure, believes that Christ came to this earth, right? And He was crucified. And on the third day He rose, right? And so He says we were partakers of Christ. And Christ means the anointing. Are we partakers of that anointing? Now, it's so exciting. I know the first time I really saw that God answered my prayers and answered them immediately, that excited me. And guess what? It still excites me today to see that God still answers my prayers. You know, some of us, we pray and our prayers go up and it gets about as high as that ceiling and hangs because of hardness of heart or by hurts, our frustrations, evil soul ties, wrong blood covenants, having possessions in our homes that shouldn't be there, not cleaned our houses. Some of us will say, well, no, not so. These things don't have no control over me. And then you go out and try to destroy one of them. And man, oh, I'm not going to destroy that. That's a prize pig in the poke, you know, and you can't bring the hammer down on it. Now I'm going to tell a testimony, and it's not too funny, but we kind of got a little lax in our life and in this area, and we had this one particular individual was coming against us very strong, and she said when we come into deliverance that we were coming a religious spirit and we were going too far into Father and too far into His Word. And this particular person, they went to the other side, went to a medium and started getting information, started sending them prayers to pray against us. And she bought a medallion or an emblem or a, there's another word for it, amulet, okay? An amulet is a position that they speak evil curses over. Well, this lady bought one and we didn't even know it. And it's been 15 years that this thing has been in one place. And our father-in-law died. And my wife was going through possessions and she found this thing. And she called me on the phone and said, Tom, I want to show you something and that we need to pray over and destroy. For one thing, it should have never been removed because she took it. And when she took it, she went to another town, going to an intersection, and she had the green light. Another individual turned right in front of her and had a wreck. Okay? At the same time, on my job, I was building this tower to put a syrup tank on that they were going to put molasses in it, and they were going to pour it into cattle feed to help them gain weight. Well, I had three telephone poles about 16 foot tall, about this big around. I had them stood up. I had them steel stakes in the ground. I had them braced two ways at a 45 degree angle. They should have never fell. But all three of them, it was just like dominoes. Boom, 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 boom. No reason for them to fall. And one of my tools was in the way and it broke a $200 screw gun. All because of this amulet. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right. But we got it home, and I took a sledgehammer to it, and I smashed it down to paper thin. I took a torch, and I melted it, And if you set, everybody knows what steel wool is in here. It'll burn very easy. And I got it so thin that it burned up and completely it was destroyed. But we need to stay very, very cautious on what we hear, what we say, what we wear, what we eat. We need to be aware of all areas in the Word where God wants us to come to. It says our people perish for the lack of knowledge. And we need to have knowledge that we will not be perishing. Because in the future, one of the license plates on the car we just had purchased not too long ago, that the other car that we did have, we was involved in a wreck, and we were both graciously spared from it. We were wound up plastered on the front of a triaxle truck being pushed down the road sideways. My shoulder was right there against the fan, and this truck didn't even know he had our little Honda because it was so light, just pushing it down the highway. And then somebody blowed the horn at it and got his attention and told him to slow down. And when it slowed down, we completely spun another rotation, went across the express lane into the medium, and I said, this is going to hurt, when we was heading right towards the other traffic oncoming 70 miles an hour. And I said, Jesus, and our car came to an immediate stop. I had this lady come up, and she says, boy, you sure know how to drive. You sure handle that. I said, lady, I wasn't driving, I guarantee you. And God seemed fit for us to get through that. But now, there was a spirit of wreck on that license plate. So we chose to get another license plate, and the lady just took out of the pile, and guess what was on that scripture? There was a scripture that was on that license plate. It was Isaiah 42:9, and then it was said, N-I-J, new in Jesus. And it's wild what God will do for you when you start really understanding and He's looking after you and you hear His voice. I just want to turn over there, and it may mean something to somebody. I know I quoted it earlier, and it did mean something to somebody. And so I'm going to just turn over there to 42:9, and let's see what it says. And it says, behold, the former things are come to pass. Your old past needs to pass away. Your old past needs to pass away. And new things do I declare unto you before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So there's an area of God that we need to come into that God's going to tell you before they happen. And what you're supposed to do before they happen. It may not be hours before they happen, because God's right on time. He's right on time. It may be 20 minutes. It may be a minute. What if the Holocaust was to happen right now, and say you were at home right now and you had to run back in your house to save one particular thing, and your house collapsed on you. But He said, go, leave right now. Leave all your possessions behind. Would you be willing to boogie? Or you want to go back into that, go back into Sodom and Gomorrah like Lot's wife? She went mentally. That's what happens, see? When we go back into our hall of remembrance, we lose our savor, because we go back and we remember all the things, all the hurts, all the things that really bound us up for a long time. And are they worth remembering? Are they renewing in your mind? I don't think so. So we need to be pulled out of Egypt in some areas. We need to be pulled up out of some areas. Thank you, Lord. Go back to Hebrews. Verse 13. but exhorting one another daily, while it is called today, lest you be at any hardened through the deceitful of sin. Verse 14, for we are made partakers of Christ, the anointing, if we hold to the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. We need to be able to hold fast and not turn, not waver. And while it is said, today, if you will hear the voice, and hearken not unto your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they have heard, did not provoke, but howbeit not all of them came out of Egypt by Moses. So sometimes by the pulpit, see this right here? See what I'm putting my hand on right there? That's a pulpit. What it means, the preachers need to pull the people out of a pit. So we need to pull our people out of the pit, out of the pit of despair. But when, whom was grieved 40 years, was it not with them that he had sinned, and those carcasses fell in the wilderness? And 2 million people fell in the wilderness because they turned and went aside. Oh, we don't have to do this. Oh, we can eat anything we want to. We can do this. We could do that. 2 million people. And here we are. We're only one person. And then he said, God, hey. And then he says, I'm not a respecter of any person. How serious is it? And to whom swear he would that they would show not should not enter to the rest, but they to them that believe not. So we see that it should be not entering because of our unbeliefs. What? Do we have any unbelief in us today? Do we? We all do. But we need to be changed. We need to be changed. We need to be changed. And God, change me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. Let's all just sing that song for one. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary. For you. We need to be that sanctuary. Now we can be a brother's watchguard. What discernment do you have? I mean, all of us, the world has discernment, and they've seen the church, and they don't like what they see. Because how many is in the church and how many is in the world? Now, is the church the answer? Or is it the kingdom of God? Does the church need to come out of the church into the kingdom of God? I think so. Because then what you pray openly or in your secret is rewarded to you immediately. So there's some situations we need to come back to. I mean, There's some house cleaning we need to go back and do. There's some dolls that's in some homes that needs to be taken out of. There's some cards that need to be taken out of. There's some clothes that need to be changed. There's some pictures on walls need to be taken down. It says to make no graven object. And I'm not saying all pictures are bad, but we change our pictures every year. When we come together as a family, we put a new picture up and we put the other one away, because this helps keeps the spirit in the house free and clean. Helps you to put away old memories, old hurts, and things of that nature. Especially like I put away my mother's picture and my father's picture because they've been gone. My dad died in the year 2000. My My mother died in the year 76. You know, it's not that I don't love them, but I just put them away, you know, and not be able to look at them every day. These kind of things help us. War memorials, we need to be aware of that. And for the ones on the internet, you know, if we've got trophies and things of this nature, what does I used to be a coon hunter, and I won a bunch of trophies. I mean, I used to spend a lot of money on dogs. I had 30 of them one time, and I got to figuring out I was spending pretty close to over $1,000 a year just in feeding them things, not only vetting and every other night going tramping through the woods and the ticks and the tiggers and the nights spent. That thing was consuming me. So I had to put it away. I used to like to fish immensely, and so I had to put some of my fishing away. I used to like to hunt. I had to put it away. These things was consuming me. Matter of fact, the last time I went deer hunting, I found myself sitting on a log, rocking back and forth, and praising the Lord. Lord, prepare me. And I'm going to sing this on the top of my voice, out in the woods, trying to kill a deer. You know? And so, things, God wants to change us. You know? And I used to love it so much, I found me one choice hunting place. I built this nice deer stand and all. And then I invited my boss down there. And guess what? He built one in eyesight right over there. And we both carry him 30 high-powered rifles. And that thing, it made me manifest. I got mad. And we know anger is the first step to witchcraft, disobedience. So I had to change. And if we got anything like that that causes our nostrils to flare and our cheekbones to clench, our teeth to clench, ready for fight, we're in the wrong spot. Something got a hold of us. When I was younger, I used to ride horses. I mean, I was into the horses, and see, here we got this Poseidon. He's also into horses, and I didn't realize I was falling off into this Greek god that was consuming me. You know, I was good at it. I could chew a horse in 10 minutes. I could break them. I even got to where when they didn't do right, I'd back up underneath them. I'd grab their front legs and throw them on their backs. You know, and you're talking about a 700-800-pound horse. That wasn't coming just out. I couldn't do it today. I believe it was supernatural strength that overtook me. You know, what overtakes us today? And then I would change from one to the other. I used to snow ski all the time. I used to water ski. Man, I'd get wrapped up in water ski. I'd do tricks on water skis, and I could ride 30 miles and behind a water ski boat and never fall, you know, and all kinds of rough water. And then I got into water rafts. But God finally got hold of me and said, you need to turn around. You need to really realize what the Word says to you. You don't even know what's controlling you. You know, what spirit is controlling you? Alcoholic spirit, a spirit of lusciviousness. You know, in Galatians chapter 5, he says, if you've got any of these things, anger, witchcraft, wrath, rivalry, lusciviousness, he says, and you will not enter into the kingdom of God. So I had to do some changing. So, you know, as we change, we change in the likeness of God. I don't want you to change in the likeness of Tom, because you're going to be in a world of hurt. I want you to change into the likeness of God, Jesus Christ, that you can set somebody else free. And it's so good, so good. And as a matter of fact, it says, I'm just going to read that. It says right there, but if you let in the Spirit, you're not under the law. But now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, illuminations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murder, drunkenness, rivalry, and such like, of which I tell you before, and as I tell you in times past, that they that which do such thing, what? Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So now how much right there, witchcraft and anger, and if we dabble and we allow these water spirits and these other things to these tight fitting clothes, these different colors that's got insignias on our clothes that's not godly, what are those things? How are they pulling on you? What kind of word is being put out? And we're supposed to be children of light, and we don't know the light. So I say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We need to come out from underneath the law, because I'm telling you, if we were Teresa, we were sitting there talking, and you come into a room or you come into a place and people see you coming and they turn and run, something has changed. Something has changed. And it's not them. It's you. And I had an opportunity one time to working on a construction job. The construction shop was a van or one of those big semi-trailers. And they had a side door and they just built a platform like a podium. And I just walked out there and looked on it. And then right there was a Ford truck, and there was seven guys down there, all had a Budweiser in their hand, and they all looked up at me simultaneously, and I just looked down on them like this, and it was kind of unique. Every one of them just shot different directions. I mean, simultaneously as they looked up at me, I don't know what they were seeing, but I'd like to see what it was, because I'm just a human being, but I know what they felt. They saw the Spirit of the living God. And God wants to do that for each one of us. That the enemy come in one way and they'll flee seven different ways. So with that right there, Father, I just thank you and I praise you and glorify you. Everybody stand up a minute, because you've been sitting listening to me gab for a while. You know, just stand up right now in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise and I glorify you. Lord, thank you for everything you're going to do. We praise from the top of our heads to the sole of feet, we just release you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just come to you. Lord, we confess that you came in the flesh. We confess that you was here for 33 years. And God, we confess that you was manifested in the flesh. And God, your word was made manifest. And you came as an example. And they came against you. And we were the ones that killed you, Father. We ask for forgiveness of that right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we also believe that you was crucified on the cross and the third day rose and now sitting on the right heaven of his Father. We just thank you and we praise you and glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You guys can sit down right now. In Jesus' name. You boys kind of scatter out and don't touch one another and just kind of be patient with me. And I'm going to pray for you. Lord, we just come to you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come right into the ecclesiastical courts. We thank you, Father, for everything you're going to do in us, through us, and to us. God, we just ask you that we be changed in your likeness right now. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I praise you and I glorify you. Right now, I'll take the authority over all these dominions, the principalities and powers and high places. I come against the spirits of Orion, Aradia, Apollos, and Articus and Marticus in Jesus' name. I come against Platos, Zeus, and Obisk. I bind you and I command you to loose them. Jesus, all the kingdoms of the north. I bind you and command you to loose the people right now of every stronghold that you've got upon their lives. I break the power and I break the authority of it. In the name of Jesus, I command to loose the people right now No, you have to go. You have to go. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. You cannot refuse. In Jesus' mighty name, you've got to go. You've got to go right now in Jesus' name. Loose the people right now. All you water spirits right now. All water spirits. Tight-fitting clothes. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command, loose you right now in Jesus' name. I break your powers. I break your authority in the name of Jesus. I break these blood covenants that you've formed with these things in Jesus' name. I break them. Command, loose the people right now. Go. Go. Come out of them right now. All blood covenants right now. All evil soul ties. Come out right now. Come on. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break your powers. I break your authorities. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. And some people say, well, how can you do this with children in here? If we don't tell them, who's going to tell them? The church has dropped the ball by not teaching the people about sexual acts in Jesus' name. I speak to this right now and I cancel the assignment that it has on the children in this room right now in Jesus' name. I speak to it right now. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. All anger, I bind and break your powers. Command to loose in the children right now. Loose them right now. All anger towards the parents. I bind and break the power and authority. All hatred, I speak to you, hatred right now of your parents in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now. All hatred of all kinds, Lord, and the grown and the adults right now. I bind that spirit of hatred. I bind you spirit of murder. I command you to loose them right now. In Jesus, murder. You gotta go. You gotta go. Shedding a little innocent blood. Gotta go. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Or I break your power. I break your authority in Jesus' name. I speak to you, Moloch. I bind your spirit of Moloch right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit. Command all Moloch spirits to come out right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fragmented minds, go with that right now in Jesus' name. You spirit of the bastard in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to be the firstborn. If you've been born and your father or mother saying and gets mad over your conception, you've been turned over to these forces right now. I bind that bastard curse right now in Jesus' name. I bind it, command it to loose you. You spirit of Moloch, turn loose to the people right now in Jesus' name. I break it, command to loose you right now. Manifest and go. Manifest and go right now. Leave the people right now. And do not tear, do not hurt, do not vex them any longer. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you. Glorify you in Jesus' name. We glorify you right now in Jesus. All pains in the heart, all heart problems right now. I bind you and break your powers. Command it, loose the heart right now. All heart conditions, go right now. All brokenheartedness in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out of the heart right now. Brokenhearted, broken spirit. It says, a man with a broken spirit, who can stand? Who can heal? Lord, I say you can in Jesus' name. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. Heal that broken spirit. Heal that broken spirit right now. Broken spirit, you've got to go. You've got to go. Leave the people right now in Jesus' name. And with all your tricks and all your entities, go right now in Jesus' name. All your hexes, vexes, spells, and your charm, you got to go right now in Jesus' name. Pack up your bags and leave all your tricks with it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You got to go. Come out of the folks right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the children. Come out of the old gray-headed people in the name of Jesus. Come out of the young adults. Come out of the girls. Come out of the boys in Jesus' name. I bind and break your power. The command to loose you. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of insecurity. Insecurity. I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of insecurity, I bind you, command you to loose the people. Loose them right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break your powers. I break your authorities. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All abandonment, in the name of Jesus, I speak to abandonments right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of abandonment, where you've been abandoned by your father, abandoned by your mother, abandoned by anybody as spouse, ex-spouse, in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out of necks. Come out of the shoulders. Come out of the heads. Lord, all headaches. I speak to migraine headaches. Move. Come up out right now. Come out of them right now. Come out of their ears, in Jesus' name. I bind to the spirit of vertigo, dizziness. Come out right now, in Jesus' name. all spirits of fluids behind the ears, I speak to you, water spirits, right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All sinuses, all impacted sinuses in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All thyroid right now in Jesus' name. All water spirits of thyroid, a swelling of the flesh, swelling of the ankles, swelling of the arms, swelling of the abdomen right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Thyroid, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. I bind you. I break your powers in the heavenlies right now in Jesus' name. May you loose them right now. Come out of their ankles. Come out of their knees. Come out of their hip joints in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind all end time mind control. All mind control right now. I bind powers and authority. Mind control in Jesus' name. I bind all sleepiness, all drowsiness. All drowsiness right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All sluggard spirits. All sluggard spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. All laziness in Jesus' name. All lethargy. Come out right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break your powers. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of snoring right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of lethargy in Jesus' name. All spirits of lethargy, come out of them right now in Jesus. All sleep apnea in the name of Jesus. Where you go to the doctor and they ask you if you snore and Jesus and you wake yourself up, that's sleep apnea in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Afraid of not being able, like dying in your sleep, waking yourself up. I bind it, break the power and authority of it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I break it and command it to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. That we're going to have a good night's sleep. Thank you for a good rest in Jesus' name. I bind all evil dreams in Jesus' name. I break that night, the night terrors in Jesus' name. Command all night terrors to be gone. I bind incubus and succubus. Command them to be gone right now. In Jesus' name. Come up right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in Jesus' name. All lustful thoughts. All lustful thoughts in Jesus' name. Looking on the opposite sex in Jesus' name in an ungodly way. I bind and break your powers. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Lord, I set the people free in Jesus' name. By your spoken word, as you give it to me, Father, I'm telling you, I come into agreements with you, Father, that the people will go free in Jesus' mighty name. We're canceling the assignment that the principalities and powers of darkness in Jesus' name that people have been caught in today, right now, in Jesus' name. I bind up all alcoholic spirits right now. All alcohol spirits in Jesus' name. You come out of the people right now. Alcohol, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there right now in Jesus' name. All mockery spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. Mocking spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All addictive spirits, I bind and break your power in Jesus' name. Addicted to white sugar, you done been prayed for again, but you're going to come out. All white sugar, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All brown sugar is white sugar that's been, molasses been poured on. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We praise you and glorify in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All strong drink in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of caffeine. And I'm meddling in somebody's business right now. I bind that spirit of caffeine. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All craving coffee. Coffee just all day long. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you right now. All teas in the name of Jesus. Hot teas, cold teas in Jesus' name. That's got caffeine in it. I break and bind and command all diuretics in the name of Jesus. Ungodly diuretics in Jesus' name. You come up right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I release that living water into them in Jesus' name. Thank you for the water that you've given us in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, all cravings of strong drink, all cravings of hops in the name of Jesus, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All addiction to drugs in Jesus' name, whether they're street drugs or they're legal drugs are bought across the counter in Jesus' name. I break and bind it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break and command to loose you. Loose their minds where God can set you free. We just praise and glorify right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of arrested development right now. And all and everybody right now. Arrested development, I speak to you. I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. I command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come off their minds in Jesus' name. All witchcraft curses, I break your powers and break your authority in the name of Jesus. Come out from behind the eyes. Come out from behind the eyes right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of witchcraft. Python, turn him loose right now. I bind the spirit of scoliosis in Jesus' name. Command scoliosis to come out right now in Jesus' name. All twisting of the spine. I bind and break your power and command to loose them right now. Scoliosis, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. All pressure on the spine in Jesus' name. All generational curses of twisting of the back in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out of the kidneys. Come out of the livers. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. Glorify in Jesus' name. I speak to all bipolar, commanding, loose you, highs and lows in Jesus' name. Move. Come up and come out right now. Bipolar, I bind you and command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. Loose them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. I bind that storm in Jesus' name. I bind and command to loose you right now. Zeus, I come against your storms that you send in the spirit realm. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. I command them to be gone. All the storms, all the thoughts, all the worries, all the frets. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. I break and command to loose you in Jesus' name. All spirits of disobedience towards your parents, I bind and break the power and authority of it. I break that death curse. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to all death curses, death wishes over you in the name of Jesus. Wish I never was born. I command to loose you right now. Loose the people right now in Jesus' name. All pressures on the neck, all arteries in Jesus' name. All pressure of stiff neck right now in Jesus' name. Come up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of fibromyalgia, come out of the back right now in Jesus. Come out of the neck in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. Glorify Jesus. I speak to all blood pressure problems right now in Jesus' name. Self-hatred, self-condemnation, I speak to you. Command to loose the people right now. Self-hatred, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Self-judgment, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now. Judging other people, I speak to that judgmental spirit right now. Bind and break the power. Command to loose you right now. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet right now. In Jesus' name. Judging other people's ministry, I bind and break your powers and command loose you right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, they don't do it like I want them to. In Jesus' name. They don't do it this way. They don't do it that way. I bind and break that power of pride. I come against your pride, arrogance. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you in Jesus' name. God called you as you are. He calls other people the way they are. And we need to come to agreements that Jesus is the answer. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you right now in Jesus' name. Now, all Indian heritage, I bind the spirits of all war paint right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in the name of Jesus. I pull off the war bonnet. I command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. I pull down the war breastplate in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up in Jesus' name. All the tomahawk spirits, come up right now in Jesus' name. All the scalping spirits, come up right now in Jesus' name. All great God, Thunderbird, I bind you and break your powers. Command you loose the people right now. Thunderbird, in Jesus' name. Screamer, in Jesus' name. They can't talk properly. They got to be screaming at the top of their voice every time they try to talk to you in the name of Jesus. Trying to dominate over you in Jesus' name. I command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All arrow spirits, come on out of you, spirit of arrow in Jesus' name. Anybody who's got a collection of arrowheads, that's one of the things you need to get rid of because it's a spirit of war. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, I break all spirits that come out of the Boy Scouts and out of the Cub Scouts in Jesus' name. All the Eagle Scouts in Jesus' name. I break every spirit that come in through that in Jesus' name. I break it, command, loose you. Loose them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Thank you, Father, for coming free, coming clean right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All curses, hex, vex, spells that you may talk and pronounce over your brothers or your sisters, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command, loose you. All spirits to come out of the hips right now and out of the lower hip joint right now. All anger, I bind you, spirit of anger right now and cross your waistband. Command, you loose the people right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come on out. Move up and come out right now. All anger across the waistband. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you and glorify you. All pressures at points in your body in the name of Jesus. Anywhere there's a pressure point that's hurting right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. Acid reflux. I command acid reflux to come out. All acid reflux right now. In Jesus' name. Come out. Move up. Worry. Wrong diets. In Jesus' name. Eating sugar at the wrong time just before going to bed. You come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. Glorify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise and glorify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And they all said, Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.